Page 60. Exercise 5. Health and Technology. Part B. Listen again and complete the chart.
Sports and weather are coming up. But first, here's Health Watch with our medical specialist, Dr. Linda Byrne. Dr. Byrne, there's no question that technological advances in recent decades have made our lives easier, but all this technology has its downside as well, doesn't it?
That's right, Peter. Especially for those suffering with syndromes caused by the stress of our high-tech lifestyles.
And these syndromes, as you call them, they're a relatively recent development, aren't they?
Definitely. Such syndromes were nearly unheard of in the early 1990s, before the explosive growth of the internet and the high-tech industry, and the widespread use of computers, cell phones, and other mobile devices. Since then, however, various technology-related stress syndromes have been identified. They're really quite common now, and people of all ages are suffering from them. It's really important to get the word out so that people can avoid these problems in the first place.
Could you give us some examples?
Well, one of these syndromes is texter's thumb. We're talking about an injury of the thumb caused by too much texting over a long period of time. The base of the thumb becomes painful. It hurts to use the thumb for texting, and it may also ache when you're not doing anything with it. My advice is to use other fingers, not the thumb, to type in text messages. I also recommend sending fewer and shorter text messages.
That's great advice. I'd never heard of texter's thumb before.
Yes, that's one of the most recent of these syndromes. Another is the well-known carpal tunnel syndrome, a very painful condition of the hands and arms caused by the overuse of keyboards and mice. My advice would be to follow a regimen of stretching and strengthening exercises under the direction and care of a trained physical therapist, of course. That has brought good results in many cases.
So the syndromes are usually physical?
There can also be psychological problems. Take, for instance, a third syndrome we informally call gadget addiction. It applies to people who use electronics all day long, nonstop. These people have a deep sense of loneliness whenever they put down their cell phones or log off the internet. In such cases, I recommend seeing a professional therapist, ideally one who has experience treating gadget addiction. I also advise learning to disconnect from the wired world. Leave technology behind for a few hours. Take up a new hobby, or go for a bike ride with friends. Just be sure to leave all the gadgets alone.
Thanks, Dr. Byrne. And for more information, go to our website and click on our Health Watch link, and then turn off the computer.